Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin. Rob, where have you been? I've been trying to contact you. I've been ringing you, texting you, sending you emails, and you haven't. Like, where have you been?
Well, I did want to tell you because I knew you'd want to get in my suitcase, but my wife Sue and I, we went over to Great Britain and we did a tour of Scotland and spent a day in Sunderland and 6 nights in London in the midst of the World Cup cricket and the and Wimbledon just starting.
Well, right now in Great Britain, there is a lot of sport going on, isn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. It was easy getting out because everyone was coming in.
Did you get, when you were in Scotland, did you go and have a hit of golf?
Well, no, but it's funny. You don't really look at Scotland as a very sporting nation like Australia is, but it surprised me.
Don't say that to people from Scotland.
No, well, it is. I mean, obviously, we did a tour and we've sort of had a lot of sporting sort of education from our tour guide who sort of talked us through a lot of things. We went to St Andrews.
Beautiful golf course. I've never been there.
Well, the other thing is it's sort of like it's laid out very traditionally, and also when you go and you buy souvenirs there, you can only get them from St Andrews, like a scorecard for argument's sake.
Scorecard?
Yeah.
That would be fabulous. I'd love a scorecard.
Okay, here you go. There's one.
Oh, well, look at that. It is beautiful.
Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate
St.
that.
St Andrews Links.
Well, you know Chariots of Fire, that movie about the Olympics? Well, that beach scene where they're running along the beach, that's at St Andrews. I saw that as well. Right. That was amazing.
Did you run down there? Was Sue playing the music while you were running in slow? I mean, all your running's in slow motion, but
if I said yes, could you prove me wrong?
No,
no. But we said we went on the tour of this bus. We went to a lot of other places. We went to St Andrews, and then we sort of went off to Loch Ness and up the top to Orkney Islands, et cetera, et cetera. But it was interesting when we sort of learnt about the sports that they play over there. Believe it or not, they play curling, which
curling.
Is like ice bowls.
Yeah, as I've seen that where they put
yes.
the ball and there's a
they,
nice
sweeping.
Sweeping
away. Yes,
I've seen that at the Winter Olympics, yes.
And, of course, they have their own games. Probably the Olympic Games started from this, the Highland Games.
Oh, I love the Highland Games.
I didn't see any, but they did talk about it.
We have a strong Highland Games association in Australia too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I suppose you would with the amount of Scots that are over here. There is a very interesting game over there, and we actually saw some schools playing this game, and it's called Shinty, and the girls' version is called Banty.
Shinty?
Yes.
Banty.
And sort of like, it looks a little bit like hurling and hockey and things like this, but I was told that what it is, it's like ice hockey on glass.
Ice. So do they use a puck or a ball?
They use a ball.
Yep.
But it's sort of like, it's very hard to explain. I suppose it's almost like lacrosse on coffee. Like, you know, it's sort of like, it's all over the shop. But it's obviously
a physical game.
Well, it seemed physical. Well, I mean, we only saw it for 10 minutes, but it was hard to understand. I mean, it's not like someone gave me the rules and said, there, you know, that's how it's played. I kind of had to wait till I got home to sort of look it up, and even now I still don't understand it fully.
Well, the origins of sport is interesting because, of course, the Highland Games you talked about and hammer throwing.
Yep.
Came from the sledge
in
the Highland Games. And so they actually still do that. They throw a solid hammer and they have their boots with big spikes and they basically attach themselves to the ground and off they go. They wind and there's no turning, but they release that big heavy sledge from the name sledgehammer. Out it goes.
Well, you know, after sort of touring around sort of Scotland and getting an education in sports from that country, we sort of stopped off at Sunderland for one night.
Before you get to Sunderland, you must have had haggis. Did you have haggis?
Yes, I did. We did have haggis. It was tremendous. We really liked it. It was quite surprising, actually. So and I did a show in Edinburgh, which was A Taste of Scotland. And they brought out the haggis, and I was very apprehensive. But it's actually quite nice.
It was quite nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I wouldn't say that I'd eat it on a regular basis, but I'm really pleased that I tried it.
Well, I'm pleased for you too. I've never tried it. Maybe when I do get up to Scotland, in the future, I'll have a taste.
No, do it. You do yourself a favour. Have a bite of it at least, and I think you'll enjoy it. Some people didn't like it, but it's an unusual taste. I can't really align it to any other taste. Anyway, we went to Sunderland because I've been a Sunderland supporter since 1973 when Sunderland beat Leeds 1-0 in the FA Cup. And although they haven't really done anything since, I've always supported them, so I always wanted to go to the city. So we stopped off at Sunderland for one night and we went around the stadium, had a look around. We couldn't go in because they were setting up for a Spice Girls concert or something like that.
They're back. The Spice Girls are back.
Yeah, but I went to the – there was a big statue there of Stokey, the manager from 73, and I went into the security office and they had the golden boot from Porterfield's goal and all that. So, yeah, and it was interesting walking around the streets where they had murals of the soccer players, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a real soccer town.
And so you also went over there for a major baseball – so that's not in Sunderland, but the Major League Baseball was on in London.
It was. It was played at where they had the London Olympics in 2012, which West Ham play there at the moment. And it was very interesting to see a Major League game in London. And it was the first time official Major League Baseball games had been played in Europe. And, of course, back in 2014, Los Angeles and Arizona Diamondbacks played the first official Major League games in Australia, in Sydney. So to be able to say I went to the first Major League official games in those two parts of the world was sort of quite exciting. We had Boston and New York, probably the biggest rivalry in baseball. New York won both games, but it was really interesting because the first game lasted almost 5 hours and it was 3 minutes shy of the longest ever nine-inning baseball game. So it went for a hell of a long time.
Value for money then?
It was. It was 17-13, extremely high scores in the first game. And even the second game was 12-8. So 50 runs in two games was incredible. There was plenty of home runs. There was plenty of crowd support. And there was quite a few interesting aspects. They had a mascot race, and they had mascots dressed up as the Queen and Freddie Mercury and the Loch Ness Monster and that was quite interesting, as you can imagine. And they had another concept. They had a race where they pick someone from the crowd and he gets like a 15-meter start on the Flash. And it says
the Flash. Yep. Right. That's the person they're running against.
Yeah, and he's sort of dressed up. You can't see his face or anything, but he's got this real skin tight costume on, and they send the supporter off, and he goes off, and when he's got a good lead about 50 metres or so, and they're running something like about 200 metres, and apparently the Flash always wins. But on this occasion, the supporter just beat him. And
the Flash was beaten.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. There was quite a lot of excitement about that. There was a very knowledgeable crowd. A lot of people sort of knew the game, and it was interesting, even though it was New York and Boston who are really strong rivals, a lot of the souvenirs, like there was a beer mug that you could buy, a plastic beer mug, on one side it had New York, on the other side it had Boston, and they had a lot of that type of souvenirs, so that was very well received by the crowd. But I reckon I just about saw every team in America, T-shirts or hats. There was baseball supporters who wore the colours for other teams there, which was quite unusual. And the singing of the national anthem and of America and of England, the choir that did it the first game was part of the choir that sang at the royal wedding. Beautiful voices, absolutely beautiful. So all in all, it was a very good baseball experience. It was quite exciting to be there. And the first night I was in the right field stands behind right field, and then on the second day I was behind left field. So I had two different angles of the game and took plenty of photos. And it was just really exciting to be there. I mean, last year my wife and I went to Wrigley Field and Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium in America, which was our first visit to America to see baseball. So to be able to see baseball on three continents at the Major League level is quite exciting.
Dream come true. Now, did you fly the Gawler Rangers flag while you were there?
Well, actually, I wore the LA Bite hat, And I got told off from some of the club mates why I didn't wear the Gawler hat. But I actually did take a Gawler hat with me, but someone snuffled it off of me. So I lost it, so I couldn't wear it.
They were that excited by it?
Yeah.
Was that well known? They wanted to have their own Gawler Rangers hat?
Yeah, so I put it down for a minute.
Lucky person there.
Yeah. I was going to wear the Gawler hat the first game and the LA Bite the second game, but I lost the Gawler hat, so I couldn't wear it. But there were a couple of interesting things. There was a guy for the Yankees called Edwin Encarnacion who was playing for Seattle Mariners at the start of the season, and they started their season in Tokyo. So he played in Tokyo, and then, of course, he came back and played in America. And in mid-June, he got traded to the Yankees. So he played in London. So he played in three continents in the one season. Never heard of that before.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
And the other Yankee, the shortstop, his name was Didi Gregorius, he actually played for the Diamondbacks in Sydney. So he's a one player that played in Sydney and London as well. So that was very interesting.
That is. And you being such a baseball historian, you would have loved that.
Oh, absolutely. It was quite exciting. But and also the Yankees were... they'd broken the record for consecutive games hitting at least one home run, and they got their 20 in the first game. They had a few home runs, so they had 29, so they went to 30 games, which was again the record. And then the second game, it's funny because it was Boston that hit a lot of home runs. They actually hit three home runs in the first innings. And it was going through, actually, Boston were winning 4-0 in the first innings, and they were still 4-2 up going in the seventh. And then in the seventh, the Yankees got 9 runs to go 11-4 up. And then in the eighth innings, Didi Gregorius hit a home run to extend the Yankees' record to 31 games. And when they came back to America, they didn't hit a home run, so that's the record, 31. So that was amazing. And
people can't see this, of course, but... you actually sit there at the games with your pen and pad.
Yeah.
And you've written everything out. So you've got all the innings here. You've got all the results. You've got numbers all over the place that don't make any sense to me. But,
I've scored baseball for many years. I love scoring, and it enhances the game for me because when players come up, I look down and I think, there was one guy when we were talking about Edwin Encarnacion, in the first game, he had a big double that scored a run in the first innings where New York got 6 runs in the first innings in that game. And interesting enough, Boston got 6 runs in the bottom. So that game was very high scoring, 17-13 at the end. But getting back to Edwin Encarnacion, his next time at bat in the third innings, he struck out. Then in the fourth innings, he struck out. In the fifth innings, he struck out. In the seventh inning, he struck out. And in the ninth inning, he struck out. So he struck out 5 consecutive times. I've never seen that before.
And there was a lot of runs scored. Is it that, and you're saying that's unusual.
Very unusual.
Was it there for entertainment, or do you think they were just...
Well,
so why were they hitting so many runs?
Well, look, you've heard of home ground advantage, and I think that really sort of stood out here because sometimes players were dazzled by the sun or... the white backgrounds and the different feel of the stadium, and the fences probably weren't quite as deep, and there was a huge foul area, so that was a huge advantage of a pop-up that usually sails into the stands. It could be caught because of the big wide expanses of the foul territory, but I probably only saw 3 catches like that. And it was interesting sitting in the outfield, which I've never done before, seeing the outfielders the way they track the balls. It's sort of because I was an outfielder when I played, and I felt like I was sort of playing it myself because you're right on top of the play.
Yeah.
So, very good experience. Next year, St. Louis and the Cubs are playing there, but I don't think I'll be able to make it.
Well, you've had a dream come true, really, haven't you? Because it was something that was on your bucket list to do, and you've done it. So I can tell by the look in your eye that you really had a great time.
No, I did. And the only other continent that they played Major League Baseball, like we said, was Japan in Tokyo. I'd love to watch a Major League game in Tokyo to get the triple treat.
Get your trifecta. That can be next on your list. What about the cricket? Did you get to the cricket or the tennis while you were there?
No, I didn't get the opportunity. We were thinking about going to Wimbledon just before we went, but it was just too long a line to line up.
And of course, we're doing very well in both. Ash Barty's doing very well in the tennis.
Although and, she got knocked out in the fourth round.
Oh, disappointing. And of course, the cricket team finished second.
Let's just hope that they can sort of win another World Cup, but we'll just have to wait.
12 months ago, we wouldn't have thought that, I don't think. But now, certainly things have changed.
They have. Well, so ends another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.